Welcome to Tart Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmar Kuf Chaf Dalet 124. We're continuing on with the fourth song of the Shirei HaMalos, the Songs of Ascent. And this song was sung by David, Shir HaMalos LeDavid, a song of ascent by David. And you can clearly see his story reflected in these words. But as we will see, it's the song of all the Jewish people who were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, who are in the time of Golus, and even more, just like it was the personal song of David, it too can become your personal song. Let's begin, and we'll see that there is a leader and a group responding to the leader. Shir HaMalos LeDavid, a song of ascent by David. Lulei Hashem Shehaya Lanu. Were it not for Hashem who was with us, and it is as if this has become a title that everyone knows. So we continue and say, Yomar Na Yisrael, the leader says, let all of Israel say this. Let's all sing this together. Pasuk Beis, we continue. Lulei Hashem Shaya Lanu, if it wasn't for Hashem who was with us, and we continue, Bekum Aleinu Adam, when man rose up against us, then Pasuk Gimel, Azai Chayim Blaunu, then they would have swallowed us up alive. Bacharos Apam Banu, with their fury raged against us. We would be swallowed up alive, meaning we would have been totally destroyed in a horrific way had Hashem not been with us. And then we continue with a different image. Pasuk Dalet, Azai Hamayim Shtafunu, then the flood waters would have overwhelmed us. Nachla Avar Al Nafshenu, the torrent would have swept over our lives. Azai Avar Al Nafshenu, then the waters would have inundated our souls. Hamayim Hazedonim, the treacherous waters would have destroyed us not only physically but emotionally. And notice the imagery that David HaMelech uses in this song. And you can see him in the area of Midbar Yehuda, the desert of Yehuda, being a shepherd. Because the greatest two fears of a shepherd were animals who would swallow the sheep alive, and water, flash floods that in a second can kill all the flocks and the shepherd, of course. Pasuk Vav, Baruch Hashem, Shelo Nisanunu Teref Lishinehem. Blessed is Hashem who did not give us as prey to their teeth. He didn't allow them to be successful. And we use the language of Baruch Hashem as we're blessing Hashem. And when we bless Hashem, says Rabbi Hirsch, we are acknowledging what Hashem gave us so that it can enable us to move forward. In this particular case, Rabbi Hirsch says, Baruch Hashem, in this context, we think every moment of our survival and every ounce of strength left within us are a wondrous and gracious gift of God's goodness and omnipotence. And therefore, we in turn will be dedicated to the advancement of His purposes, to the fulfillment of His will. This is a regular question that survivors ponder. Why was I left alive? For what purpose? And when they have this question, they see their lives with so much more purpose. Perhaps this song is to put us into that mentality, the survivor mentality. Let's contrast this so that we can understand this with the opposite of survivor mentality, which is victim mentality. What does it mean to feel like a victim? When one will say, where was God? And where everything is against me. I can't. Nothing's working for me. I need this because I don't have A, B, or C. And you can elaborate on this concept of the victim mentality where everything is working against you. When you think that way, it becomes stifling. But the flip side, when you have the survivor mentality, you have the hakaras hatov, the appreciation. That appreciation drives you with the strength and a determination to see Hashem clearly and to move forward. And let's see how this works. Pasuk Zion. They tried to bring us down. But what happened is Pasuk Zion, whoever the they is, Pasuk 7, Nafshenu Kitzipor Nimlata Mipach Yokshim. Our souls, like a bird, escaped from the hunter's trap. How? Hapach Nishbar, the trap broke, Va'anachnu Nimlatnu, and we escaped. We flew away. And it's an interesting image here of the trap and the bird, because birds can't escape from a trap like other animals or rodents can. As we all know, the mouse who eats the cheese and is no longer in the trap. It doesn't work that way with birds, because a bird is too weak, and if it tries to fight the trap, it will break its wing, and then in any case, it won't be able to move anymore. So the image that we have is not the bird escaping from the trap. Rather, the trap itself breaks, thereby releasing the bird, and the bird remains physically uncompromised. Rav Zundel Kreiser, in his Perush Or HaChama, explains this idea further. He says, all other animals, when they get caught in a trap, they struggle to get out. But the tiny bird knows it can't, so it chirps and chirps and chirps. And that noise represents our tefillos. When there's nothing else we could do, we daven and daven. And when Hashem hears the voice of the bird, he sends help through some means to break the trap, and then the bird can fly away. The bird is free. So therefore, we continue this song at the end, Ezreinu b'shem Hashem oseh shamayim va'aretz. We realize that the reason we're able to get out of this trap was because, or through the help of Hashem, the creator of the heavens and the earth. But now let's focus on this bird that flies away, because this pasuk is a very important one, specifically in the series of Shir HaMa'alos, the Shirei, the Songs of Ascents. Because sometimes when we're in a stifling, hard situation where we feel trapped and then we're released, we may just stay there and focus on that stifling situation and not move ahead, not soar. Therefore, it's so important to look back at the situation and recognize, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem. Hashem helped me with this situation so that we can move forward. In general, looking back is not so helpful. Think of the wife of Lot. She looked back and she became that pillar of salt. But there are times that we do need to look back to give us a springboard and inspiration to move forward. And here's a good example. The Gemara brings down in Brachos Tes Amud Beis 9b that we need to connect Geula, redemption, to tefillah, to the Shemona Esrei, to asking Hashem for requests. Meaning, before we say Shemona Esrei, we have to remind ourselves that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why do I need to remind myself before I start giving my list of requests from God that Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim? Because I ask God, you took me out of Mitzrayim? Now give me the tools and supplies I need to move forward. When we do look back, the idea is not to look back and see how terrible it was, but to notice the stories of salvation and to notice the fact that we are survivors. We are still here, and ponder the chesed, the kindness of Hashem, so that we will see that he released us so that we can move forward. And now we end off, let's do that last pasuk, pasuk 8 again, pasuk ches again. Ezreinu b'shem Hashem. Our help is in the name of Hashem, Osei Shamayim Va'aretz, who creates, who makes the heavens and the earth. And notice the language of Osei is not Asa, that he made, but rather in the present. God continues to make the heavens and the earth. He took us out of Egypt in the past. He helped David in the past. He helped us time and time. Just look at our collective Jewish history and our personal stories that we've had in the past from our own ancestors, how God has helped us to be released from the pach, from the trap that we're in. But that isn't just a story of the past. Hashem continues to release us even in the present, and especially in the present. And when you recognize that, you are ready to move forward. So let's go back to Pasuk Aleph, the first verse, where the leader says, Yomar na Yisrael, everyone, you sing your song. And it doesn't only mean our collective song of the various challenges and tragedies that the Jewish people have overcome. But ask yourself when you read this song, what's my story? What story do I have in my past where I never could have made it without Hashem releasing me from the trap I was in? Celebrate the fact that you are a survivor. And that celebration will give you the drive and the determination and the strength to move forward to the next ma'alah, to the next step. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib. Chana Sara Bas Chaim Leib.